Welcome to the Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE. My name is John Cray, President and CEO of the Manufacturing Business Association, and it is my pleasure to welcome Jezri Friend, Senior Government Relations Representative with us here at the MBA, back to our program. As you guys know, Jezri has been a guest on the program multiple times, and he's back to provide us with some exciting news on a tipping point event that recently occurred with respect to association health plans late in February in Harrisburg. Jezri, thank you for joining us. And again, if you would please share the good news with our listeners.
Hey, John, thanks for having me on this month. Hello to everyone listening. Good to be with you all again. But hey, the really good news is we finally have our legislation officially introduced into the legislature with bill numbers. So you may remember we had this last year, new session, we had to redo it again. Let me tell you, there's a long logistical process to make these things go. So Senator Michelle Brooks out of Mercer County is our prime sponsor for our Senate bill. It has a number, it has a name. It is Senate Bill 235. In the House, Representative Valerie Gatos out of Moon Township in the Pittsburgh area is our prime sponsor there, and the bill number of that one is House Bill 550-550. So very excited about that. We got a lot more updates coming, but that's the big, big news.
Awesome. And to have, you know, we were fortunate that we heard from Senator Brooks, and she made that move initially earlier in February, but we were confident that we were going to hear from the House thanks to Representative Gatos' involvement. So we purposely chose to wait until both went forward to show the amount of support that we're getting in both sides of the representation as well as on both sides of the aisle. I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with what an association health plan is. Can you just retake just a few minutes just to for those that may not be familiar with it, what is it? What is an AHP, and then why is it so important? Why are we putting in so much time and effort to bring these back around again?
Well, it's important, John, as many of the listeners and our members know, is the cost of health insurance has increased consistently almost every year. Anyone that works in that end knows this to be true. And it's a growing challenge, and we've decided, you know, at the MBA to prioritize this because that's our mission. Our mission is to ease the costs and burden of doing business for our employer members so that then they can be successful, their employees can be successful. An association health plan helps those who purchase health insurance on the small group market who are currently being unfairly the price increases unfairly hit them more than those in the large group market. And the reason being the rules are a lot stricter there on the small group market. An association health plan allows these small groups to aggregate and combine together and essentially exist as a large group and purchase as a large group plan where, you know, the costs are reduced. There's economies of scale. And something interesting to note, just as an example of why these are so good. First off, HPs, this is not a new thing, John. These exist and are existing right now in over 30 other states. Other small businesses are taking advantage of this. It is time now that Pennsylvania gets on board. We're late to the game on many things. We need to catch up. But specifically, in fact, the Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, they estimate that premiums for association health plans, once they're implemented, will be roughly 30% lower than premiums employers and their employees currently pay in the small group market. And the other thing to note, a recent Avalara report predicted AHP premiums will be between $1,900 to $4,100 lower than the yearly premiums in the small group market by 2022.
Gotcha. And so to your point, this isn't something that's new. In fact, we've got a little bit of experience with AHPs. Literally going clear back to the late 60s, clear up until the Affordable Care Act came out. So literally for over four decades, that was a huge, huge benefit that we were bringing to our members. We continue to assist them with dental and vision. But we've got a ton of experience with this, and we're confident that a big part of bringing the legislators on board was due to the fact that they had that much confidence in our ability to execute this. So good stuff. So So, all right. So we've, you know, we put the time and effort into getting the legislators on board. We've got them on board, which is a huge tipping point. You know, the bills have been introduced. Now, where do we go from here? What's the next step? Or what are some of the next steps?
All right, John. So it is a bipartisan effort. Wanted to bring that out. There's been R's and D's on both sides, which is amazing to get these things through. It's not always as easy as the schoolhouse rock how a bill becomes a law. There's a lot more to it than that. But the next step logistically, before we ever get a vote, is we need to have a hearing in the committees. So both the Senate and the House needs to have a hearing for this. Similar, many may remember, we actually had a hearing last January and last session. We're looking to do that again. That's just the next step that has to occur before it's put into a committee vote, and it moves on from there. But what's really important for everyone listening, whether you're a member or not, you can get involved and help this process. And it's really the involvement of the member, the business community, is what's going to really push this thing to the next level. We need to hear from you through your stories. We need you to help engage the legislators in this process. And to put out a lot of this information, similar as this very recording, you know, this podcast you're hearing right now, pushing that out to folks who need to hear it and creating awareness and education is a big part of that process.
Cool. So we say we're looking for them to get involved. And whether, by the way, whether our listener is the owner or part of an organization that is a member of the MBA, to your point, or not, we'd love to hear from you guys if this is an important issue to you, which we're confident it is. I'm familiar with the fact, Jisri, we've got a couple different ways that businesses can get a hold of us and get involved. Can you share with our listeners what are some of the different ways they can quote sign up? And we're not asking for any money at this point, nor would we in the future. What we're asking for is simply involvement, getting engaged and sharing. So how do they get involved? How do they get engaged in this process?
Yeah. So, hey, everyone listening, it's super easy. Listen, it's super easy. I made it so easy. All you have to do to get involved is go to our website at mbausa.org, and right at the top, the first thing you'll see is a banner that says Coalition for the Association Health Plans. Can't miss it. Simple as clicking on the banner, and there'll be a fillable form where we'll ask for just a contact information, and it gives you an opportunity, should you wish, to share your story with us. The amazing thing is when we first started doing this pretty recently, I have already been pretty inundated with stories coming out. And as encouraged as I am of the participation of so many folks agreeing to participate and join this coalition, I'm also, it's a very realistic, it becomes really real of how many people are struggling. I've read a few different that said, you know, the price increases on our small business has grown so much, we don't even offer this anymore as a benefit. But we would love to do it again because they see it as a necessary tool to retain their employees. I would say your information is completely confidential. It will not be shared at any point in time. It was completely internal. The reason for sharing your story is vital to us being able to share those stories with lawmakers. They hear from me all the time, and I can say, hey, here is a business owner. This is the industry and kind of business that they're in. And then I'll say specifically, this is what they had to say. And then we will be either reading them directly, sending them through emails, be using them in committee hearings, all part of creating an awareness and the education component, frankly, that's needed. Many of these lawmakers really don't have any idea of what these small businesses and the business community is really going through. They get hit with so many issues from so many sides. So it's very important that we hit them with the issues that are important to us.
Cool. So if they go on the website, to your point, they hit that coalition button, there is a spot on there where they have, to your point, there's two opportunities. One is they can simply include their name and email address if they want to stay informed. And that way we'll have their contact information so that we can keep them updated on what's happening. And then there's a second feature that we certainly encourage them, but this is at their discretion to share their story. So You don't have to do both. We would encourage you to consider it if it's that important to you. And then to Jesri's point, this information will be kept strictly in the confidence of the MBA. So, Jesri, if somebody would prefer, can they call you here at the MBA or just email you directly and say, hey, here's what I have to share. And if you would, keep me posted.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say, you know, the intent of the coalition, just to clarify, when you sign up, and if it's as simple as a point of contact and an email and nothing more, that's great. What of our intentions with this information is we're going to use that to keep you updated, is to send periodic emails saying, this is where we're at and this is what's going on. That's the main number one point of this, is so that you that have an interest in saving some money on health insurance, saying, this is where we're at and this is what we can expect. And the second part of that is you'll actually be the first people to receive, you know, the first group of folk who receive a vital call to action that, should you wish, at your discretion, to advocate the legislatures with just a click of a button. How that works, John, is we have pre-fillable letters where I'll say, hey, maybe we're having the bill come up for a vote, which we expect soon to happen. And we'll say, this is going to be in a vote. Contact your legislatures today. You say, click, yes, I want to help. And then a pre-fillable form will appear. All you'll have to do is put your name and your business information in, your company, rather, and click send. That's it. Business, send, done, and it will go to your respective, because it's based on your address, it'll go to your respective senators and representatives. You'll also have the option to do a little bit more information in there as well. Now, if you want to talk to me directly and say, tell me more about this, we want to hear more, absolutely. Contact us here at the MBA. You can get me anytime in my email at the letter J and then friend. That's just J-F-R-I-E-N-D at MBAUSA.org. You can always call us here at 833-3200 and check us out on our website for other contact information to get in touch with me a little more directly as well.
Good stuff. Well, we just as we provide options on the website for how involved you want to be, you also continue to have the option, to Jesri's point. Many of our members do want to contact their elected officials directly, and we provide you with that information and that capability. Many of our other members say, no, you guys take care of it, and we will certainly do that. So, again, you're going to continue to have those options. Jesri, while we can certainly share the stories and we appreciate the information, why is it so important that we hear from the members, that we hear the specific examples, and then if they're willing to contact the legislator directly, why is that so valuable? Why is that so important?
Yeah, because they're the boots on the ground, John. You know, we, as we do here at the MBA, for our members and the business community at large, we're constantly advocating for pro-growth, pro-business. So they do hear from me quite a bit. And it's easy to kind of tune out, you know, the familiar voice, if you will. Not that they do. And, you know, they're constantly made aware of where we're at. But especially when they know it's from their constituents. Maybe there's a legislature who's on the fence who just, I don't know enough about this. So maybe I'm not so willing to get in deep. But when they hear from, oh, my constituent, this business is in my district, are saying, we need help now. I'm going to tell you firsthand, that catches their attention immediately. And this will put this issue, it'll climb that ladder immediately to the top of their priority list. So the more involved you're willing to be, the more likely this issue has more weight and gets pushed at a quicker rate.
Well, obviously, you know, we continue to be here for our members. We're helping them through the COVID pandemic. We're helping them with all kinds of other training and HR support issues. But when it comes to government affairs, and while we've certainly got multiple things on our docket, this truly is the top priority. So we're putting forth and have put forth a lot of ton and effort in this. Can you give our listeners, as aggressive as we're being, have been and will continue to be with us, can you give our listeners a best case scenario? If things work out and we're doing everything we can to make this happen, what's our timeline? What are we looking at? When can we get this bill up for a vote so that we can find ourselves in a position where the MBA can then get to work on lining up some options for the local employers?
So real briefly, you know, we're hoping to maybe get a committee hearing within the next month and a vote in committee the following month. That could be a realistic timeline. Now everything gets bumped and, you know, it's not always that quick and easy, but I will say we have the attention of the leadership in the House and the Senate right now, which is huge. So timeline, maybe we have, you know, a likely, and this is why it's important to sign up so you'll be aware of exactly what the timeline is and when you need to help reach out. Well, again, we'll make it real easy to do that. It is potentially by the end of March and into the April April session days, as we could have either a hearing and or a committee vote on both of these things, which would logistically maybe put us at a floor vote in May. You know, best case scenario, we have some of this knocked out before summer. Realistically, maybe it's they take the summer recess and then we're back into September. That's what I think is a realistic timetable now. But I always hope for the best and hope it's quicker. So that's why it's important. It's timely right now to get involved. Absolutely. Because this is at our front, forefront. It's at the forefront of the legislature. And also, we're pending a really big announcement, which may have been made by the time this airs. But the House Majority Caucus is likely considering this piece of legislation to be a priority on their summer on their session right now. And it may even be included in an upcoming announcement. So, really crossing our fingers there, but real exciting stuff. And you'll definitely hear about it. We'll be making sure we broadcast that information as well.
Very good. Well, again, folks, together we can do this. We've done a lot together in the years past. This is a perfect example of it. So please stay tuned. We're going to have another session following this one later in the month, for more of an update. So Jezri, on behalf of our listeners, thank you so much again for joining us and for your role in leading this effort. You and your team have done a fabulous job. Thank you to our listeners for hearing how you can become involved in this process, and we would greatly appreciate it. We're doing this for you, the employers, your employees, and their families, because we know health insurance costs affect all of us. So, again, it's been a pleasure to have you, Jezri. We look forward to having you back again soon, and thank you to our listeners for joining us for today's program. This is John Cray in the Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE signing off.